This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will, but we don't have that now. So what we have is a luxury tax in effect. So if you go over and higher payroll, with a higher payroll, you have to pay a penalty in effect or something that goes to the other teams. It's not a perfect system. It's better than nothing. But at some point, I suspect we'll probably have something closer to what the NFL and the NBA have, but there's no guarantee of that.
So that was David Rubenstein, the Yahoo Business. He was in Switzerland and said, hey, we want a salary cap in baseball. It's a far cry from months prior on opening day when he held the press conference and he said, I don't want this to be the peak of our ownership. I want to win a World Series. That's the peak of the ownership.
Judge us on that.
Yes, but it seems like, and granted, there's a lot of time, but in the first year, was the press conference the peak so far of the ownership?
Yeah,
but giving out those beers,
elsewhere.
And
we were there. It was hopping in that room.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, we had the terrible bridge collapse that happened and altered the scope of it. But if that hadn't happened, it would have really been
a party.
Hoopla! Hooray! Yeah. Hip hip hooray! You get a bottle of champagne. You get a bottle of champagne. Oprah giving out cars. I mean, that's what it was.
So then that
things are tempered.
Yeah, leads to the question: are you as confident about this ownership group as you were a year ago?
I think I was naive in believing that his fandom would lead him to quickly realize that the way his baseball people viewed things wasn't sped up enough, wasn't urgent enough. I believed some of the rhetoric, and I think he's riding a wave. And he's talking in a way that's probably more emotional than he normally would be. And I think he's a really good guy, but I don't think he has a clue what his job is yet. I don't think he even understands remotely what it is to be an owner. I don't think he understands the window that this team has even a little bit. I don't think he understands the scope of some of the disconnect with the community and why 10,000 people don't go to a playoff game and what people think of a lot of the people in charge over there and what their own employees think of them. I think he had no understanding of how toxic the warehouse is. I think he misread a lot of things and deferred too much. And I still think he's too far away from even realizing his mistakes to know what it looks like on the other side. There'll be a good team. He said it himself. I think we've got a pretty good team, and they will be a pretty good team. I don't think they'll be a great team. I don't think that the leadership is there. I don't think I don't think he's urgent enough. I don't think he understands what he bought and the timing of where he bought it. And I think a lot of people who have his ear have him convinced of things that he's going to come to find out weren't quite true, but he's going to find out too late to maximize this window. I think he's a good man. I think he means well. I think he's still a bit of like Mr. Magoo right now. I think he's a little clueless and a little rudderless, and I think he's over-empowered the wrong people. And I think at some point he'll be talking to Bloomberg or somebody like that on the third or fourth anniversary of his taking the team over, and they'll ask him about mistakes he'll made, and I bet he'll be referencing the things I'm talking about right now. He waited too long to do too much.
This was dubbed the next chapter, and we're still waiting for that first major imprint of this next chapter from this ownership group. We expected a lot of change in terms of the infrastructure and people employed inside of the warehouse. That really hasn't happened. We were expecting some long-term commitments. That has not happened at all. They've spent money. They absolutely have spent money. Their projected payroll, $151.1 million, roughly $58 million higher year over year, which percentage-wise is the highest. But is that going in the right direction in terms of, or was it well spent, is what I mean. We're waiting for that first big moment of this ownership group. And Ken, I think you put it best in terms of coming up on a full calendar year. That big moment thus far was the introductory press conference.
Here's the reality. The next chapter feels a hell of a lot like the last chapter.
Yep.
And I'm still waiting for money moves. To parrot something Jason said, the fan in David Rubenstein made me believe he was going to open up that wallet and we were going to see some real moves. And instead, yeah, they brought salary on at the deadline.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, but they did. Like, they brought on Eloy Jimenez's salary. They added Zach Eflin's salary. They can sell you on the fact they've added money, but they haven't made any commitments to anybody currently on the roster to anything for the future.
How are you going to get $600 million in upgrade to your stadium and not at least field a league average competitive roster? Like, how are you going to do that and still be 28th in spending? Come on.
Well, they're
15. And how much of this is PR and how much of this is really trying to win?
They're technically 15th, which is median.
What did I say?
Well, you said 28th.
I'm saying you can't run it out there at 28th like they used to be.
Sure.
After getting $600 million and going to the playoffs a couple times, you had to bring it. Like, there was nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, they had to spend.
And the part they never talk about with the money going up, how much of it is just inherent arbitration? Guys who get better make more money.
Steve
they don't
Molesky
talk about
mentioned that
part of it.
Steve Molesky
so
mentioned that it was going to go up.
Let's not bend over giving people handshakes.
Nobody's doing that.
I'm not talking about you two. I'm talking about people out there who want to say, well, no, they're spending $150. Spending $150 with no strings attached, with no risk, with no commitment. That's not what he was selling when he got here. He's not talking about we want to have one of the best rosters in baseball. He's saying, well, most people think we have pretty good players, and that's okay with me. He said, it's not me paraphrasing. That's what he said in Davos, Switzerland. That's not how he was talking when he was still a fan. But what I think happened is he's got people running his baseball operations who want to do it a certain way, that think it makes them look smart to do it a certain way, who had the Astros owner under their thumb until they didn't, and he made them spend some money.
Yeah.
And then they actually won more than regular season games. They started winning in the playoffs when they paid for real pitchers that they didn't want to get, that the owner made them get. So that's what they believe in, and they've sucked the fan out of him, and they've convinced him we're smarter, we're better, and oh, by the way, we're going to save you a lot of money.
What?
And that's what billionaires at the end of the day want to do. They want to turn their investment into more money. They don't want to get upside down spending, and they've convinced him, boss, you don't even have to come close to doing that. We're just going to do one-year deals.
But that's where I really struggle with this in terms of payroll. In terms of only bringing in essentially two outside people, Katie Griggs, Don Rovac, who, you know, he's the chief revenue officer. That part, Masson, not investing in the infrastructure. And that. But in terms of payroll and the lack of long-term commitment, that's where I struggle with. How much of that is Elias and how much of that is Rubenstein?
I think it's Elias.
You want to know what would happen for me to give them credit for payroll is if they didn't let their two best players walk and do nothing to offset them.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't sell me that. Elias?
I don't care. I'm putting it on the owner. I'm putting it on all of them. It's all of them. And he's fallen in lockstep with them. So he's now got to wear it. And when you let a $30 million pitcher walk and you replace him with a 41-year-old and a 36-year-old who's never pitched here, I'm not buying it. That's not really an upgrade. You haven't gone up in payroll. When your number four hitter, 40 home run switch hitter, leaves in the division for pennies on the dollar, and you replace him with a guy in O'Neill who we said is not even in our opening day lineup if they're facing a right-handed pitcher, which they probably will be, don't tell me about how much more money he spent. I'm talking about what he's not spending. He's selling you on lowest common denominator, base minimum. Just look at this big number here. How much of it was guys who automatically went up? How much should it have gone up if he would have kept at least one of their two best players? And what's he risk? What did he risk? What's he on the hook for?
We put out a poll. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on it on Twitter. Orioles have now been through one full season and offseason under new ownership. Same old team building concepts, nothing new at Masson, playing with the outfield wall again. So, Birdland, what have you thought of year one with Rubenstein? Less than expected, 43.1%. Just what I expected, 21.6%. Far less than expected, 20.7%. And more than I expected, still going strong at 14.7%.
There were some people with a low bar, a real low bar. 14%.
Just that his last name isn't Angelos.
Yeah, man. We like, wow. I expected nothing, and they've cleared that. Hey, coming up next, some people think the Orioles bullpen is the strength of this baseball team with the return of Felix Bautista. But what if Felix Bautista is not ready to be the mountain he was in 2023? Then what happens with this bullpen? We'll discuss next here on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He won't be in a spot where it's like any old spring training. We're going to be careful with him. If it needs to be a slow ramp, if he needs extra time, whatever he needs, we're going to be prioritizing that rather than bum rushing him to get him out there. But he's doing very well.
That's Mike Elias talking about Felix Bautista, who was arguably the best closer in baseball when he got hurt late in the 2023 season. He is now on his way back from Tommy John surgery. We talked to Steve Molesky at 3 o'clock from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He thought, because it's been over, 16 months out, he thinks that Felix Bautista could hit the ground running. I'm not so sure. Yeah. And the question becomes, if he can't, then what about this bullpen?
Well, Mike Elias spoke cryptically during the Birdland caravan about, hey, I'm not going to give you guys real medical updates until we get to Sarasota. And I guess he'll address the media tomorrow for the first day of full workouts. Yep. So we'll have more on that tomorrow. And I hope Felix Bautista isn't a part of whatever bad news he's going to give, and there will be some.
Always
I have a feeling Jorge Mateo is a big part of it. And hopefully Bautista isn't. I think they have to be smart. They have to play the long game here. I think they have to be careful about, we've talked a lot about the 5 and 6, you know, out saves. And that's one thing. And I don't think that's going to be in the cards anymore. And remember, this guy is basically on a 1-year deal, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to, you know, he and his representatives are going to want to be careful. But it's also, how often is he going to pitch on consecutive days?
Sure.
And what restrictions internally are they going to have on him, whether it's 15 months or 17 months removed? It's still a big first step when you come back in. And he's not coming back in as a fifth starter who, if the guy doesn't have it, you pull him for your long man in the third inning. And he's coming in with the game inherently on the line. It's always high stakes. It's always high tension. That puts more torque on yourself. It puts... Those innings are tougher. There's a reason why only certain guys can close. There's a reason they couldn't find anybody to pitch the 9th inning last year, including Craig Kimbrell. It's tough.
I just want to remind people, this is not just Oriole-centric. Baseball, every year when they get to spring training, the GM of whatever team, you saw the Dodgers, Michael Kopech and Evan Phillips are behind schedule. They're not going to be ready for opening day. The Tigers just announced Alex Cobb's dealing with a hip issue. He's going to be a month behind schedule. Yeah, he is. But he's a month behind schedule. So we're expecting Mike Elias to give us some form of bad news when he speaks tomorrow.
They're going to be handling Felix with kid gloves. And Mike Elias said that essentially at the caravan. But you mentioned how much of a workhorse Felix was. There were 11 separate times in 2023 where he pitched with no rest, 18 other times with just one day rest. And he went 9 times that season where he picked up 4 outs or more to close out games.
He was a weapon on the road next innings.
He was a horse for them.
He's a guy you don't care about ghost runners or this or that because he's coming in there to strike everybody out. And one of the problems with their bullpen last year is they didn't have enough high-end swing and miss. And if you're telling me Kittredge and another year, Dominguez and Soto and the Cino Perez experience is going to fill that void, I'd say I'd have preferred Kenley Jansen. Right. I'd have preferred a bunch of different stuff with someone who truly could have been a co-closer. But that's not how they manage their team.
No.
That's not how they build their rosters. That's not what they believe in.
And by the way, I like Yennier Cano. You like Yennier Cano. He's not a swing and miss guy.
He's a seventh inning guy.
And he also, we learned last year, you don't want to bring him in with runners on base. Like, he needs a clean inning. I am more optimistic, Jason, than you are about...
I don't think it's going to be a bad bullpen.
No, but like, my point is, if Dominguez and Soto and Kittredge and Cano and even Cionel Perez are in the roles they're supposed to be in if Batista's healthy, I like the bullpen. But how confident am I that Batista can be that guy? Not incredibly.
I definitely think this bullpen is better than it was last year. And they were horrible at closing out games last year. Yeah, where they had 21 blown saves. They were 23rd in ERA. But Jason, you did make the point. That bullpen finished with the seventh fewest innings pitched in the majors. So to expect that number to be that low again in 2025, I don't think is realistic.
Well, you got no Corbin Burns for starters, so take 185 innings or conservatively off the table right there. And the guy from Japan has never thrown with a major league ball, let alone in a major league game, and he's used to a six-man rotation, so tell me what kind of a horse he's going to be. And Eflin started hitting the wall towards the end of last year, and Grayson's been on the IL quite a bit for a guy who hasn't been in the majors that long. So, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the bullpen gets called on more this year. And look, could Suarez help them and be a part of them being better? Yes. Do I think it's a deeper bullpen? Sure. Do I think it's going to end up lacking high-end quality? I absolutely do. And I'll be fascinated to see if or when they take some of their young arms and truly move them into a bullpen role and just try to do what it's going to take to win as many games as you can this year. Not always worrying about protecting a guy's future trade value. Slot some people like Chase McDermott in where they're going to be, which is maybe an elite seventh, eighth inning arm who has legitimate two swing and miss pitches. And especially if you tell that kid it's a sprint and not a marathon, you might really have something. But if you wait until July to do that because three guys are on the IL, then it might not go so well because he's been pitching every 5 days in Norfolk and he's never done this before in his life.
Coming up next, we'll continue talking about the O's and maybe some football as well. Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. He was down in New Orleans for Super Bowl week doing his podcast. We'll ask him, are the Orioles fine? And much more next here on The Fan. Football season in the books. Pitchers and catchers reported today. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our guy, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage, will be starting soon. Plus, he was doing his podcast down in New Orleans. Super Bowl week, it's Ryan Ripken. And Ryan, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate you. So I'll start with this. Pitchers and catchers report. Orioles fine?
Of course. I mean, what size shirt should I get you for the O's are fine?
Oh,
I would love that shirt.
Yeah, I'll take one. 2X, I'll take.
Perfect. So when it's even, if they're on a 7-game win streak or an 8-game losing streak, right? The O's are always fine.
Those are fine.
Hey, this is the, this is the exciting part. You know, it kind of feels, you know, my guy, I saw Dean Kramer saying first day of school. And it really, you have that excitement when you first walk in there. And we'll be honest, though, that's the best you're going to feel on day one. You know, and then it's you got to get into a groove. But for right now, looking at this Orioles squad, there's a lot of optimism. There's still a lot of question marks of how the rotation's going to play out. You know, at what point during the season are you going to get certain guys back and healthy in that rotation? And then the other underlying thing that it's an advantage to the Orioles, but also a question mark, is what next step or what step is there for the young players? If they take that next step, Baltimore is going to be really good. If they don't, you guys can connect the dots. There's a lot of different outcomes. But for right now, I think just people are excited that baseball is finally back.
Well, Ryan, let's talk about that starting rotation. O's lost Corbin Burns. They did not bring in that type of ace pitcher, but they did bring in some depth pieces with Morton and Sagano. What do you think of this rotation as a whole heading into spring training?
Well, I think that it's – so I'll say this. I think that If you're looking at on paper what it was compared to last year, it's not the same. But if you're to look at guys that can get the job done with a better bullpen, I think that they can kind of have a good marriage for one another, if that makes sense, right? You're not asking Charlie Morton to go 6-7 innings. You're hoping that your bullpen can – you can get your starter to 5, maybe 6, and then your bullpen can be in line, because that's where I think that their depth actually – when we start the season, it's going to be their bullpen. Now we're going to see what happens with Felix Bautista. I like Charlie Morton just because of consistency. And you can look at the age and everyone, it's like the say with the Chiefs finally losing, or are they done, or with Tom Brady falling off. Charlie Morton, I know everyone's saying, when is he going to fall off? Mm-hmm. And I get the worry and concern, I do. But if I'm going to go off of his years compared to guys like Scherzer and Verlander, who I'd put in the same age category, he's been Mr. Consistent. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head right now, but I think every full year that he's pitched, not with COVID the last 6 or 7 years, you know what you're getting with him. So that's helpful. Now, Sagano, that's the question. That is one of the question marks. I love that he knows how to pitch because he doesn't have the velo, so he's going to have to mix. But this is now he's going to be seeing big league talent on a consistent basis. Did well in the World Baseball Classic, but as we know, guys are trying to get ready for the season. So it's a different environment there. But I do think with Eflin there and Grayson, I mean, if Grayson's healthy and Eflin's doing their thing, they should be able to be just fine until maybe some of the reinforcements arrive later in the summer.
What do you think are reasonable expectations for Jackson Holliday?
That's a good question, you know, because I love the talent. Mm-hmm. I think for me with him, I want hope we get a fair run of him at second base to be the everyday guy. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I want to see him play for the first 2 months, you know, of just being that guy. If you want to see what you have, let him do that. Because the hard thing for him last year was looking over his shoulder quite a bit. And quite frankly, teams trying to win, I get that 1,000%, especially, you know, Jorge Mateo before the injury. Yeah, let him ride the odd hand, a guy that is comfortable with his position and what he can do. I think a realistic thing for Jackson is, okay, I think that he can hit for a higher average, mm-hmm. but I'm not expecting it to be – if you're expecting him to be the all-star out the gate like Jordan Westberg – taking over for a full year, I think that I would temper that. But a guy that can be in the 250, 260 range, steal some bags, mm-hmm. has the ability to hit 15 home runs. I'm not going to say he's going to hit 20. I think he can. But you know what I mean? I think that would be what you would
get
want.
Get on base 34, 35% of the time?
Like that's what you would want, right?
Yep.
Ideally.
That's
so
what
I think the expectation shouldn't be number one prospect or former number one prospect, and he's got to set the world on fire. Is he taking a step from last year at his age? And if he does that to that 260, gets on base a ton, shows some pop, and above all, plays solid defense, then I think that that's going to be a successful year for Jackson with the upside to do more.
We're talking with Ryan Ripken. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ryan, Felix Bautista was arguably the best closer in baseball in 2023. He's coming back from Tommy John. This is a two-parter for you. Number one, are you confident that he can be the guy he was before he got hurt? And part two, are you surprised they didn't bring in somebody to be kind of a closer insurance in case you got to treat him with kid gloves early? Like, Kenley Jansen just signed for $10 million, I think, a couple days ago.
Yeah, you know, and also, I want to keep that in mind. Well, I guess the first, we'll go with part number one. Part number one, do I think Felix Bautista, if he is healthy, I think we're going to see a certain level of Bautista that's to that top-tier form. Now, I'm not going to expect that early on because I think that that's not fair to him. That's not the fair expectation. But if he is healthy and knowing how he works and what I've seen with him, he should return to a higher tier. Now, the one thing that could make a delay and just is getting more comfortable being back out there in the scenarios. And when you're pitching – not just, you take the training wheels off and now you're pitching maybe back-to-back days or you're in 2 months into the season. That's where how is his conditioning? Because you can't get that conditioning until you get in the game in a season. I don't care what anyone says. Next, certain guys like Jansen, I'm curious what his role will be, if he's going to be the closer. Some guys are okay with stepping out of the spotlight. Some guys don't want to share the closing role. So I'm curious with that. No, I'm not surprised that the Orioles didn't go out and get another type of guy. I think that how it's lining up, they're going to have a committee of two or three guys that can be able to help alleviate that. And I think that that's the plan. And I'd argue right now that this Orioles bullpen has a little bit more, not only depth, but guys that are comfortable in different situations. Now, one thing I would like to see is if you are going to, you know, take some time with Felix to get comfortable, I wanted it established of who's going to be in those closer roles. I think players knowing what they're going to do and what they're going to be asked of ahead of time, I know that's not a perfect world, but if you know what your job title is and description and be like, hey, just so you know, like at Cano, we might lean on you a lot earlier, so just be prepared. Hey, Felix is down. Players, people in general, usually like knowing what they're getting themselves into. In the past with the Orioles bullpen, I feel like there hasn't been direct roles. I think more roles at the end of games could really benefit teams, especially like the O's as Batista gets healthy.
Ryan, let's end with your time in New Orleans. How was Radio Row? What type of debauchery did you guys get into?
Yeah.
And what did you think of the Super Bowl?
Oh, I mean, it was, you know what? First experience being down there and having a table and moving around. And we brought our gridiron golf game, which is a Baltimore-based football putting game. And I'll tell you what, that drew a lot of buzz, which we have a lot of those videos popping out here soon. And but it was great. Honestly, you know, I realized 4-foot putts for people are harder than it is, than they might think it is. And just had some tremendous, I think the relationship part for me was just people that you could see and run into. Like, it was great even seeing for Ravens fans like Todd Heap and Dennis Pitta walking around. I just interviewed Torrey Smith and I'm saying goodbye to Torrey, and all of a sudden this guy sits down next to me and I go, who the heck is this guy? I just saw the back of his head, and it was Dean Blandino, the rules committee expert for Fox. And Zach and Brad are like, yeah, he saw the putting green, and now he wants to sit down for an interview. I'm like, well, great.
Yeah.
He's a baseball guy, too. So it was tremendous. It was fun. And I will say, obviously, I know you guys all thought Chiefs would be down 24-0. Or down.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I drew it up.
So just like we thought, yeah. Yes. So, but all good. And just wasn't thought the power would go out, but that's for a different time. I digress.
Ryan, you evaded part of the question.
Yeah,
any Bourbon Street
on,
fun? Like anything going on?
Give us the goods here, Ryan.
Well, I can't say that like I had a moment that apparently like Pat Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker had, but I will say that they have the drinks there. I sampled
every
single New Orleans drink.
The Slurpees without alcohol in them, yes.
Yes, all of those, the monsoons, the hurricanes, the hand grenades. And I told myself I'm never going to have another one. And then the next day arrived, and there I was, right back at it. But wouldn't change it for the world. And I can see why people love going down there. It's a fictitious place sometimes down there on Bourbon Street.
That's for damn sure. Ryan Ripken, always great, man. Thank you for your time. Baltimore baseball tonight will be starting up before you know it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Appreciate you all.
Thanks. Thanks so much. I don't know if that makes sense.
Bone's running out of bone overdrive.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know.
Yeah.
If he's,
do we have a countdown?
You might have a negative balance. You don't even. Yeah. He doesn't know what's left in his bone overdrive account. You've already gone over the limit.
You already did
more than I wonder what my over under hit. Remember, I set a number on how many BFDs I thought there would be.
By the way, according to his emails, he's going to Greece for like 7 weeks. So
I messed up the.
He might not make it back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Remember, don't rush to the airport. Coming up next, we want to hear from
bring
the people.
Bring one of those plum cases with you.
410-583-1057. Orioles pitchers and catchers reporter, are you fired up for this season? Are you as confident about new ownership as you were a year ago? We can get into the Ravens. How close are they to the Chiefs as well? 410-583-1057. Your call's next. It is human nature to want more from your teams. And right now, the Orioles, they're good. But I don't know if they had a great offseason. Want to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. A lot was expected or hoped for when new ownership took over a year ago. How are you feeling about them now? And also, with the Super Bowl in the books, how close are the Ravens to the teams that played in said Super Bowl? 410-583-1057. Let's go out to Chris in Parkville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey there.
Hopefully everything's good with you guys and your families.
Likewise.
To me, watching this past Super Bowl, it reminded me of when the Giants backed into the Super Bowl to play the Patriots, and people figured the Patriots were just going to have their way. And because the Giants had interchangeable defensive linemen, they just had their way. And Brady was snapping at his offensive linemen, and he just stopped because it happened again and again and again. And I hope the Ravens are watching that because, the Chiefs have – they have a lot of issues and a lot of things they have to do in the off season, and the window is not opening. I think the window is starting to close, and I hope – you know, there's a bunch of edge rushers – and good defensive linemen in this draft. And I hope the Ravens invest because, you know, I think it's time to push the poker chips into the middle of the table.
Time to go all in. Appreciate the call. By the way, you don't even have to go all the way back to the Giants, which is a good example. But how about the Buccaneers against the Chiefs just the COVID year when they had all those Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul and all these guys that destroyed the Chiefs' O-line?
When you can get that type of pressure with just four guys and not having to blitz at all and you're still harassing the quarterback, that is such a huge thing for the defensive coordinator. It makes his job and the rest of the seven guys defensively, it makes their jobs so much easier.
It's hard to do, and I think we know what the equation requires, getting those pieces and all those elements in place. It's going to sting a little bit. It's going to cause your owner to spend a little more than he'd like. It's going to cause you to lose some sleep because you're packaging these picks together, and oh my goodness, what could we have done if we just stayed put or if we traded down, because you know they love to trade down for value. This isn't about value. This is about trying to take a strength and make it an uber strength to the point that it can tilt the field in your favor when your entire season comes down to one game.
The other thing that what we saw Sunday and what we saw a little bit in the first Super Bowl, the Chiefs lost, pass rush also forces mistakes. Like, not only you get sacks and long fields and second and longs, but pass rush forced Patrick Mahomes to be a little sped up through the pick to Cooper DeJean that was run for a touchdown, through the pick to Zach Bond because Josh Sweat pushed Tooney into Mahomes and he couldn't step into his throw. And the Ravens were a team last year that while they played good down the stretch, Jason, we pointed this out, it was like football 101. They weren't forcing any turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, look. The year before, San Francisco acquires Chase Young at the deadline. It doesn't work out like they thought it would. Bosa's banged up. They take the Chiefs to overtime, but they weren't able to close them out. The Eagles smothered them and suffocated them from the onset in a way that Tampa did. The fact that, like, Patrick Mahomes has been in the league as long as he is, and you can still think back to, like, what happened in each playoff loss because there's been so few of them.
Yes.
That's the standard. That's what you're up against. And there is a common – and you could do the same thing for Tom Brady. And it's the same – they have the same faux pas. Every quarterback eventually will succumb if your four keeps beating their five or six. And do I think that that's the way the Ravens are built as it stands right now? No, I don't.
Why do we think pass rushers are the highest paid defensive players in football routinely? Because they're that important, because they can affect games in so many different ways. That's why they get the big bucks.
Well, there's people out there like, oh, well, look what the Rams got out of Jared Verse. Yeah, and I can also give you a list of 25 pass rushers taken in the first 30 picks or first 40 picks the last 5 years who you don't even remember who the hell they are.
Hey.
Like finding the Jared Verse. It's picking the right guy, and they haven't been that great at that, which brings me again to moving up or spending for it.
Give the Rams credit, because as you said, it's hard. They not only got Verse, they got Fisky. Like,
yes.
They did a great job identifying guys that translated to the league. But as you said, the draft...
If it was easy, they wouldn't have got to him.
Yeah, the draft has been littered with dudes that you thought were sure things that turned out not to be.
All the time. So, yes. Does it look like a good draft for that? Yeah. Is every team chasing that? Of course. Are you going to have to pay a premium for it in all likelihood between moving up or paying a guy more than you're used to? I think you probably will to get over the top, but maybe they're right.
Coming up next, Kevin Willard joined Vinny and Haney yesterday talking about everything Terps, Derek Queen, our guy Selton Miguel. They got a big game tomorrow against Nebraska. We'll hear what Kevin Willard had to say next here on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.